Man who, well, last time he joined me here, blew the roof off this place. He's my favourite wit, rambler, raconteur, and sometimes it's hard to remember he's also one of the world's more legendary rock stars. I suspect the show may go al fresco again as we pipe aboard Balti expert, Mr. Rick Wakeman! Yeah! I was with Rick about 20 minutes before the show began. He said, I've just got to go upstairs to check something. You didn't say you were getting in that gear.
Well, guess where I've been? Go on, have a guess. Move up. Guess where I've been?
All right, Rick, I know where you've been because I saw the holiday show program thing, yeah?
Yeah, I went to Wendy. You saw it, did you? Yeah, go back.
I can't take your nipples looking at throughout an interview.
I used to, you know.
Tune that one in, it gets radio right. The trip down was unbelievable. You fly down Indian Airlines, which I have to say, good, you know, great airlines, that's all part of the sort of getting to the feel of things.
Mm.
Now, as you know, I'm quite partial to a curry.
Yeah, so, yeah, I understand
that. And, of course, the thought of actually going on Indian Airlines and having a curry was wonderful. But there's a downfall, because, of course, you've got 400 people also having a curry. In, like, this 300-foot Boeing horror tube, yeah. Everybody, like, tucking in there. And it's a hell of a long flight.
Yeah.
I don't need to be here, do I, Richard? When you got down there, I mean, the trip ain't finished yet. I got down to...
I believe it's just starting.
Yeah, I got down to Bombay about 3:30 in the morning. And I go round, they take me in this cattle truck round to the domestic airport, because I had to go down to a place called Cochin, which is absolutely beautiful, I have to say. But the trip down there wasn't. And there's this out in the air, I hasten to add, this was not an Indian Airlines plane, this was like Air Suspect, a little local airline. And it was a bit of a worry, you know, where they sort of like hand painted and written in crayon on the side, you know. And I'm looking at this plane, thinking I'm not very happy about it, and I'm thinking there's a lot of people here, and they're all going to get on the plane. I wonder what seat I'm on. It's absolutely true. And I've got the old ticket out, and they've got no seat number. It's the old festival seating, sit anywhere you like. So I'm looking around, I'm thinking, it's too many to get on here. So they finally opened the door and I said, right, to Cochin. Right, so I'm on my leg, it was like the Bombay Marathon it was. Everybody like airing across, goats and things, like steaming across the old runway. And we eventually, I was like first up, that's not true, I was second up, the captain was first.
Mm.
And we got on the old cover, and old Pontius goes into his seat up the front.
Pontius, yeah, okay.
And he's up the front there giving it a dump. So I was sitting in this plane, I have to tell you, it was terrifying. I mean, there was bits of overhead compartments missing, some of the seats didn't have proper belts, and I was sitting there, I was terrified.
Mm.
It's at that moment, normally I don't like to talk to people on the plane, but, you know, this is the moment where you really want to talk to the person next to you, but I couldn't because of the language problem.
Uh-huh.
It was a duck. You know.
A real duck.
Yeah, they had a guy with him. Oh, look, duck. You know. That was wonderful.
At the top of the show, I mentioned Balti, and my current favourite word, because this week Tesco's introduced their new Balti range. My local tandoori's called itself the Bermondsey Balti.
They're all doing it now, yeah.
It's exactly the same as Indian food, isn't it? But the first time I ever met you, you did seem to be one of the most fantastic orderers of Indian food I'd ever come across. And just for the hell of it, and I don't want any jokes out of it...
I'm going to get stitched up here, aren't I?
No, if you call... we just want you to order an Indian meal and get it by the end of the show, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah? I think he's going to say no, dressed like this. Yeah. No, that's beneath my dignity,
I mean,
then.
Do I make it up? Do I get a menu or do I make...
Yeah, I've got a menu in. Right, this is from...
Are you serious?
This is from... Oh, wow, it's stuck here. This is from Planet Popper... Planet Popper Dog. Which is in the King's Road in London's busy thoroughfares. There you go. All right, so I want you to select
some... Popper,
Rick, I'll ring up. Okay. If they answer and say Planet Popper Dog... Right, fade it up now so we can hear if they say Planet Poppadom when they answer. Fade it up.
Planet Poppadom, King's Road, good evening. Sorry, sir.
We're calling...
Planet Poppadom,
yes,
King's Road, good evening.
So we understand, we're calling from the BBC. We just want to order something for BBC Television Centre. Could you take an order? And how long would an order be? Not too big one.
Are you the one in Shepherd's Bush?
In Shepherd's Bush.
About 15, 20 minutes?
BBCs, are there? Yeah, sorry.
20 minutes?
20 minutes, that'll be fine. Rick, here's the menu. One second, okay. I'll hand you to somebody else. He's wearing a sari!
sorry, one second. Are the BBC paying for this?
Or
can I add two?
I'll pay for this, Rick, mate. And I promise you, I'll pay for it. All right.
Hello?
Just move on.
Okay, can I have a Balti chicken aloo with aloo, please? I'll have a Balti aloo gobi. I'll have a I'll have all of page three. And just a bottle of Chateau Headache any year you've got.
Oh.
And if you can send it round and put it all down to a Mr. Baker.
That's all right.
Or Mr. Baker.
Baker, or if he's not there, Yentob.
How is that?
But he might want a pound instalment.
Okay. How would you like all this cooked? Medium, mild, or hot?
Oh, hot. Oh, yeah. A real, you know, go through you like a Ferrari stuff.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. So don't do it to me. Now, that's on its way. Brilliant.
I have to say, it was one of the most wonderful things I ever did. It was great fun.
Now, last time you were on, we didn't hear any music from you. We're going to put that right. We've got a keyboard. What are you going to do for us?
Yes, this is... I mean, everybody says I don't do anything cultural anymore.
Yeah.
So what I thought, I would do something especially cultural for you that you could understand. You always say to me, you never play pieces that you know. So what I've done, I've written this little piece of music called the Nursery Rhyme Concerto, which I normally do with a full symphony orchestra and choir, but due to BBC cutbacks... I do on my own.
Yeah.
It is also normally an hour and a half long, but due to the fact that your program isn't, it's down to 2.5 minutes.
2.5 minutes?
But I need a bit of help from you here.
Go on then. You've got to get it.
No, I just need to help you put me towels. I can't play in this.
Where do you sneak this stuff into the building?
Oh.
I saw you. Oh, keep running on this. Yeah, come on. Ladies and gentlemen. A free concert, what the people in South America are crying for. Sans shoes, but with every ounce of talent intact. It's the Nursery Rhyme Concerto with Mr. Rick Wakeman right there. Feeling that's not the last time we're going to meet on a chat show, but just very quickly, you are on the road, aren't you, doing 20-odd dates?
Yes, 20-odd dates with my son, telling silly stories and playing silly pieces
of music. Pretty much like you've seen tonight. Well, let's have some music.